Well, I'm looking for something and I can't find it. So, I wanted to share with you, we are part of what we call a connectional church, similar to the Roman Catholic Church, and I'm so glad they got a new bishop. I think it'll be good for, or pope. He used to be a bishop. I got bishops on my mind here today. But I think he'll be good for the Roman Catholic Church. I think it's, and there's a lot of things going on in the church universal, as we call it, all around. There's a spirit of renewal. There's a spirit of saying, you know, we got to get back to the basics and the tenets of the faith and present Jesus Christ as head of the church. And so we need to do that. So with all that said, one of the things that we do in being part of the Florida Conference is we send money to them. We call it apportionments. You give money here to the local church. We call it a tithe. And then we take the money and use it for local expenses. And then we send our tithe on to the main church. And this is what they do with it. When every local congregation contributes 100% of its apportionments, the entire church is able to meet its many commitments to mission and ministry. To name only a few of these beautiful expressions of God's love, we see churches reaching out to provide needed resources with families facing food insecurity. We, as Caring United Methodist, meeting the needs of older persons through food banks and different things, and we are making a difference in the lives of the people of faith, and we are grateful. And I am proud to say that Bethel United Methodist Church, as for many, many years, have paid our 100% of our share giving. With that said, this letter saying thank you for participating in the ministry of the worldwide church by paying your fair share. And he said, thank you. And I said, thank you. And we'll put this back on the bulletin board, and then you can read it. And it's just a message from the bishop and about how much we appreciate what you all do for local ministry and worldwide ministry.